Kof Dalad Nissan, Thursday the 28th of April, Rabbi Baruch Jalovsky, setting a trap for a thief, listening to them.
Good morning. Pashas Kedoshim is of course Mole Vigod, which is full of many different mitzvahs, say and loisa say. What I'd like to discuss is one of them, the one that's mentioned just before Sheni. Loisakal el cheresh v'lifnei iver loisiting michshel v'yoreisom elokecha ani Hashem. One of the famous averes in the Torah, loisiting michshel, you cannot put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, which as we know, Chazal interpret to mean one cannot cause somebody to stumble, not only in the physical sense, but also in the spiritual sense. You cannot be machshel somebody with an avera. The Gemara says, minayim, shemoshit kois yayin lenozir, eva menachai lenochri, a whole discussion in itself, lifne iver of a goy, and isa doiraisa, lifne iver le sitin michshel. Ad kedei kach, by the way, the minchas chinuch, amazingly enough, is actually mistakek. If you would put a stone in front of a blind man and you would trip up, is that an issa of lifne iver? Which seems an amazing sophic, because a mikra yetzim idei pshuta, you can say any drasha you like, but the poshut pshat in the posuk is, do not put the stumbling block in front of the blind person. And Minchas Chinuch is actually mistapik whether that's what the posuk means at all. Maybe it only refers to causing somebody else to do an aveir. But be that as it may, we know there's an issa deiraisa to be machshel somebody, to cause somebody to do an aveir. What I'd like to discuss this morning is a shaila, which happens, but it's also a very common shaila, and as we'll see, the nafkaminas of this shaila are immense. The story that happened was, and as you can imagine, this is quite an unfortunate but common scenario, there was a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, in which it was noticed that money started disappearing from the dormitories of various bochrim. And they realized that this wasn't, of course, coincidental. There is a yeshiva ganav. There's somebody going around from room to room stealing the money. And suspicion was flying around, as it does. And all pointers seemed to be directing in the direction of one particular bochur. But there was no solid proof, no conclusive proof. And of course, without proof, there was no way they could accuse him or certainly not punish him. So somebody came up with a bright idea that they were going to leave some money in a very obvious and enticing place. They would be lurking there, hidden in the corner. This bocha would hopefully see the money, be too good an opportunity to miss. They would take the money, and he would be spotted, be caught red-handed. That was the idea they were going to do, and then that would be the way they could prove that he is the ganav, and take care of the shaila that way. But of course, the person who's going to put the money there suddenly realized that perhaps he can't. Because if you put money there and this fellow does come, as he was hoping he would come, and therefore it's all very well to say you've come up with a clever solution that I'm going to entice him to ganavir, but if he does take it, there's a deraisa. So the bacha thought to himself, I have a very simple solution. That's not a problem. I'll make sure that it's not stolen at all. What does that mean? He says, I must give the money. I'm so determined to track down this ganav, I'm prepared to be mafke my own, I was about to say my own hard-earned money, but probably his father's hard-earned money, and he's going to put it down, and if it's not stolen money at all, this money is absolutely hefka. If this bocha actually steals the money, it's not stealing at all. It's momen shel hefka. This ganav obviously won't know it. But, as far as he's concerned, he hasn't been over any isser at all. There's no ganeva going on. I'll be mafka the money, it's not my money. I'll be mafka kedas v'kedin, b'fnei shlesha, mit ala yidurim. It's absolutely hefka now. So I'll put it out now, but it will still serve the purpose of the trick, of the plot, of the trap that we are trying to set up. That was nafshe b'shei lostei. Is that muta or is it not muta? Now, as I mentioned, this was a shaila that happened, but it's a common scenario because other poskim discuss this similar type of shaila. You have a worker whom you're not sure is he to be trusted or not. So you want to set up a trap to entice him with money or other such goods, and you want to try and set him up, cause him to steal it, I'll be mafgrit in advance. Is that an issue of lifnei iver, or is it not? And as we'll soon see this morning, mitzvah Hashem, this shaila, and a particular chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zichrono Livracha, and we'll see it's really not his chiddush, it's others as well, has far, far reaching ramifications. But firstly, before we even get to the shaila that we're discussing, I did see a chiddush, which I think there is very easy room to debate this chiddush. I saw somebody who discusses a similar shaila, and he wanted a claim that perhaps there's no necessity to be mafkir the money at all. You can quite happily put your own money there, he will steal it, and there's no lifnei iver at all. There's no lifnei iver, even if it's not hefker. We'll discuss soon if he was mafkir. And he was basing this chiddush on a Reb Kivega. We know there's an issur d'oraisa of lo sakifu pa'as roish, and you're not allowed to cut, shave off the pa'as roish. An isha is not subject to this isha, to this issa. An isha does not have this prohibition of lo sakifu pa'as roish. But there is a discussion, what happens if she is makif a man? She doesn't have the issa, but she is cutting off the pa'as roish of somebody who does have the issa. So it's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. So Reb Kivega there, in Yerid there, discusses, well, one moment. Forget whether there's an issa for her, makif, nikif, we know in the issa of le'sakifu, it's a double-edged sword. There's an issa to be a makif, the one actually performing the haircut. There's an issa to be a nikif, to be the one receiving. In fact, if someone were to cut his own pe'es haroish, he's over two yisurim. Both as having been a makif and also having been a nikaf. Says Reb Kivega, what happened to lifnei iver over here? If this woman would come along to a man, a child, there's also a discussion there, and she would be makif his pe'es, is she over lifnei iver? Because she is causing him to be a nikaf. Says Reb Kivega, he's not clear about it, but he suggests that maybe there's no issa of lifnei iver over here. Why not? This person is about to be makif his own pace. If he's makif his own pace, as we just mentioned, he's over two isurim, as being a makif and a nikaf. When she comes and is makif his pace, she's actually helping him out. He's now only a nikaf. He's not a makif anymore. He's not performing the haircut. She is. She has no issa. So what do you want to tell me, that she's being machshel with an issa? To the contrary, she's helping him out. She's saving him from an issa. Because if not for her, he would be over two issurim. The makif and the nikaf, for performing the haircut and having the haircut performed to him. She, by performing the haircut to him, means he's a nikaf, but he's not a makif. And Reb Kivega is a chiddush. So I saw somebody wanted to suggest, perhaps the same in our case as well. This person is putting out the money. Let's say he's not mafkir, it's his own money, it's absolute gzela. He's being machshel him with lifnei iver. But ultimately he's helping him out. Because this now will put an end to the problem. He'll be apprehended, he'll be caught, he won't steal again, at least that's the plan. So I'm not machshel him with gzela. Or at least if I am, but in the long term, look what I'm gaining compared to what I'm losing. I'm preventing him stealing in the future. So maybe this is comparable to Reb Kivega. L'choy the chiluk is very poshut. L'choy is a chiluk poshut. Besides the fact that it's not guaranteed at all that this bocha won't steal again in the future. But besides for that, even if it would be, Reb Kivega is talking about where the etzem maisa that he's doing is a Maisa Hatzolah. This very act that I'm performing is saving you, because you are on the verge of being makif and a nikif at the same time. So the very act that I'm doing is at the same time machshel you, but it's saving you from an issa. You've only got two issa, one issa on your plate and not two. Over here, by putting out this money, you are machshel him with lifnei iver. This Maisa is not a Maisa Hatzolah. It might be a groma, a spin-off from it will be in the long term. Hopefully, maybe this bocha won't steal. But the Maisa Kishala Atzmai, what do I see in front of me? I see somebody putting money down, his friend coming along, he steals the money. That's Lachere, classic Lifnei Iver. The fact that you have some agenda, you have some cheshbon that it's worth your while in the long run, you don't find that you can be over Lifnei Iver with all the good intentions in the world. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is just saying that the very Maisa itself is not classified as a Hachshola, but rather as a Hatzol. I'm not causing him to stumble, I'm helping him out. In this very act that I'm doing, the fact that I have some agenda that long term I can some crime prevention, that's not L'chayra Heta Lifnei Iver. Fine. So L'chayra this Bocha was right, merely to leave money out, lying around, there's no Heta for it. That's Lifnei Iver. But his Eitzah L'chayra is great. Be mafki the money. It's no longer stolen property, even if this Bocha would come and take it. And you get the best of both worlds now. On the one hand, I haven't caused him to steal because it wasn't money that was owned by anybody, it was Hefka. And on the other hand, this boy who takes it doesn't know it. Therefore, I will still be able to ascertain, prove that he is the Ganav. That was the Shaila. Is that Muta or is it not Muta?
If he doesn't know it's Hefka, why isn't the Maaseh like, if the Ganav doesn't know it's Hefka, why is this? He's
So that's what we need to discuss. We need to discuss, let's forget the person who put down the money for the moment. Let's look at this bocha who comes along, he sees his money, it's his lucky day, he takes the money. As you're pointing out, it really is his lucky day, because not only has he got the money, he hasn't even got an issa either, because it wasn't Gzela.
He doesn't know that. So is that
a shayla? Is that true or is it not true? So we have a Gemara in Noze, a Gemara in other places as well, where the Gemara dashens, and Rashi already quotes it al Teira in Pashas Matis, where the Teira discusses a woman who makes a neda. She forbids herself, for example, to drink yayin. As we know, the husband has the right, the halachic right, to annul that neda. So Rashi quotes a Sifri that says, what would be if a woman made a neda not to drink yayin, and unbeknown to her, behind her back, her husband was Mati the Neder. So she doesn't know it. She is absolutely permitted to drink Yayin, but she doesn't know that. Says the Pasuk, Vashem Yislach Lo. Says Rashi, what is this talking about? He's talking about if this woman would now go and drink Yayin. So whilst technically she hasn't been over anything at all, because the husband was Mati the Neder is no longer in existence. But for the very fact that she intended to be over an Issa, because as you mentioned, she didn't know that the Neder was annulled, Vashem Yislach Lo, she needs a kapar. She needs a kapar. We don't have time today to discuss what does that mean, she needs a kapar. Does she automatically get it? Does she have to be Chayzim Etshuva? But clearly, it's considered some type of an Avera. It's a Pasuk in the Torah, Vashem Yislach Lo. The Lashon of the Gemara is Rabbi Akiva. The great Tanya Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, when he got to this Pasuk, he cried. Chimoti lahaikra bocha. You see the koyach of the Avera. Nischaven lechel chazir. If somebody would intend to eat a piece of chazir, v'olo b'yodo tle. And in turn, it actually turned out to be tle. Kosher meat. Again, he didn't know that. He was intending to go over an Avera. But the Oloi B'yodai Tleh, says the Gemara, Bashem Yislach Lo, he needs a kapara. And Rabbi Akiva, when he reached this pasuk, cried. I once heard a Dovah Neira pointed out, this is the same Rabbi Akiva, where the end of the Gemara Makkos, we know, went up to the Har HaBayis, together with his other Tanoim, and he saw the Beis HaMikdash B'churbono. They cried, he laughed. This is the same Rabbi Akiva. To see the Beis HaMikdash b'Churbana, as he said, no, it's a Nevuah, it will come true, that was a Churban, there'll be the Geula. That he could handle. But a Shemetz, a Koyach, a trace of an Avera, Nischaven Lechel Chazav Olav Yodet Tzle, that he cried, that he already couldn't cope with. I also saw a Dov on Niflo Ad Moed. In Pashas Vayechi, the brothers asked Yosef for forgiveness. Yosef says, don't worry, it's okay. Va'atem chashavtem olai ra. You intended all the evil things in the world, but elokim chashav l'tova. It turned out all right in the end. I went to Mitzrayim, I saved you, it's all fine. Says the Ora Chaim HaKadosh, often not, in that pasuk, nishaven lechol chazir v'olu b'yodei tlein. The brothers had all the evil intentions in the world, it turned out not to be an avira. Rabbi Kiva was one of the Asara Harugi Malchus, who Chazal tell us with the Gilgulim of the Aseres HaShvatim. Rabbi Kiva was the Sheirish HaNefesh of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon, one of the Shvatim. He, when he reached this pasuk of Nischaven, Lechel Chazir Ve'olob Yodei Tzleh, he cried. Because he said, I was guilty of this. I, as one of the Aseres HaShvatim, also intended, as it were, Lechel Chazir Ve'olob Yodei Tzleh. And I know, therefore, in light of this pasuk, Hashem Yislach Lo, how much I'm going to suffer. And indeed he did. But I'll cop on him, that's the Gemara. Nischaven lechol chazir ba'olob yodei tleh v'ashem yislach lo. Now, of course, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. Because as we all know, the Gemara in Kiddushin says at the end of the first parak, machshava kemaisa. If one has an intention to perform a mitzvah, even if for whatever reason it never turns out to be, but it's as if he did it. That's only with regard to a mitzvah, not with regard to an aveira. If somebody had a machshava to eat chazer, to be mechalal Shabbos, whatever other evil plans he had, and it never worked out in the end, he doesn't get punished. Machshava einu kemaisa. Frek b'chassam sefer, the Nassiv, the Maril Diskin, many of the Gedolei Achreinim. So what's this Gemara about? Nischaven lechol chazer, v'olay b'yodo itzleh, you need a kapora. Why do you need a kapora? What did you do? You had a machshava to be over an issa chazer, but it never transpired. You had tzleh, so why do you need a kapor? So they all say, very vaguely, no, this is worse. Because here you didn't just have an evil intention. In fact, you went ahead and did the maisa as well. Now what does that mean, you did the maisa as well? Which maisa? The maisa itself was heter, you had tzleh. So why are you considering him worthy of a kapora, necessitating a kapora, because of the machshava? But machshava laf kemaisa. So, just very briefly, because it's not really our discussion today, but a man, Shlemus of the Inyan, the Truma Sakri has a gewaldiger mahalach, the Brisker Rav has a different mahalach. The Truma Sakri says, what does that mean? Machshava is kemaisa with a mitzvah. Machshava is not kemaisa with an aveira. The Gemara said actually a goy, machshava is kemaisa even for an aveira. There seems to be a lot of inconsistencies over here. The Truma Sakri has a whole Goinus, Ayin Shom, he based on a Mishnah in Kalim, but basically what he says is, essentially, a person should be held accountable not only for what he does, but also for what he thinks. A Machshava Teva for a mitzvah, Machshava commander of it. It should essentially be that way with an Avera as well, except that we say that Klal Yisrael Kedoshim, if he had a Machshava to do an Avera, Mistoma, he will change his mind. And the machshava doesn't therefore have a toikef. If he planned to do a mitzvah and it never turned out, he wasn't going to change his mind. It was an oinus, he didn't perform the mitzvah. So he'll get tzchak ilu he was for the intention alone. But when he has an intention to do an aveira, say, no, it's only a temporary thing. He'll get over it. He'll change his mind, as indeed happened. He only had a machshava, therefore he doesn't get punished. So the Truma Sakri is half of a fella. A guy who has a machshava to do an aveira is kemaisa. Because we say a guy won't change his mind. If he intends to do an aveira, he'll jolly well attempt it. Therefore, machshava is kemaisa. says the Truma Sakri, nischaven lechol chazir v'olo biyodo itzleh is a case of where somebody really did have an intention to do an aveira, but you can't turn around anymore and say, well, mistami, he'll change his mind. What do you mean? He tried it! He actually tried. He had this piece of meat in front of him. He thought it was chazer and he was very happy to eat it. It turns out not to be. But you can't turn around and say, well, it was only a machshava. He was surely going to change his mind. He surely was not going to change his mind. He really did attempt to eat it. And therefore, in the opinion of the Truma Sakri, the machshava itself, in this case, is deemed punishable and therefore you necessitate a kapar. The Briskrov has a different pshat. We don't have time for that today. But lemaisa, that's a mafurish gemara. Nischavin lechol chazir ve'olav yodei tleh needs a kapara. So back to our shayla. The bocher is going to put out money and he's going to be mafkert. His friend is going to come along. He's going to see this money. He has no idea that the money is hefker. So this lechayr is a classic case of nischavin lechol chazir ve'olav yodei tleh. Or rather, nischavin lechol gezeila ve'olav yodei hefker. So he'll need a kapara. So as far as this bocher who's coming to steal it, steal, quote unquote, as far as he's concerned, he's certainly performing an act which the Torah deems worthy. He needs a kapara. He needs a kapara. So we press pause there, and we now go back to the boy, the bocher, who's putting down the money in the first place. Am I over lifnei iver? I'm not causing you to steal. You need a kapara, that's your problem. But I'm not being machshav you with an aveir because you didn't steal it. So here we have the hamtzah of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, zichrono levracha, but really it's not his chiddush. We see the Chofetz Chaim and others mentioned it as well. And this Meirav Rabbeisai is a principle which has many, many ramifications in halach. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin, the Flamed Beis, discusses how far Kibud Av Ha'Em goes. And the Gemara says, Kedei sheyitel ar neki v'yizrkenu liyam b'fono v'ene machlimo. A son has to have that level of Kibud Av that if his father would take his son's wallet, throw it into the sea, the child would not be angry. That's the level of Kibud Av. He's got to have that level of respect for his father, that even if his father would willingly be mafsid the son's mammon, he wouldn't get angry with his father. And the Gemara said that there was one of the Amoraim who actually attempted it. He said he was going to experiment to see if his son gets angry with him. He's going to take his son's wallet and get rid of it. Says the Gemara, one moment. How can you do that? What happens if the child is not on that level? He's not on that level of Kibud Av. So the child is going to turn around and start yelling at his father. So you've been over lifnei. You've caused your child to be over an Issa Deiraiso, at least a bittel mitz of Kibud Av. Says the Gemara, don't worry, the father was Meichel in advance. The father was Meichel in advance. He says, I'm going to throw the wallet in the sea, and if he does yell at me, I'm Meichel. Say that. The father could be Meichel on Kibud Av. Now let's stop a second. This is also Nischaven Lechel Chazir V'Olo B'Yodei Tzileh. When this child yells at his father, as far as he's concerned, he's just now violated the issa of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ha'Em. It happens to be he didn't know that his father was Meichelim. So it's not an aveir, but he'll certainly need a kapara. Zok Toisvus, and this is the key to what we want to discuss tomorrow morning. V'tzorech Laima says Toisvus, Shehoidi Oi Koidem Lochein. Tosi says you have to say that the father informed the son of this in advance. Shelo yehei k'moy nischavim lechol bosa chazir v'olo b'yado b'yosa tzileh. Chiddush in Tosis. It doesn't help, says Tosis, for the father merely to be moichel and think to himself, well, even if my son screamed at me, it doesn't matter. The son doesn't know that. And you have to tell the son. You have to tell the son in advance that if you yell at me, there won't be an issa of Kibud Av Ha'Em. Of course, Mefroshim will ask, well, there's not much of an experiment anymore after that, because you've told him, okay, don't try this at home, I'm not sure if your children will appreciate it, but Tosa says, Lamaisa, that you have to tell your son. So what's Tosa telling us? The Gemara just asked Akasha that you can't get rid of your son's wallet because you're going to be over lifnei iver. Says the Gemara, no, you'll be Meichel. Says Tosfos, that's only if you tell him. But if you don't tell him, you're still over lifnei iver. And here we see a chiddush lahalacha in Tosfos, which Rav Shlomo Zalman used in many, many areas of halacha. We'll mention one or two of them. That if ever there's a situation of nischaven lachol chazir va'olah b'yodei tzaleh, which the person will need a kapara for, you cannot be machshel somebody with that either, because you're over lifnei iver. What am I machshel with him? I machshel him with something that needs a kapara. And for that alone, there's an issa of lifnei iver. For example, Shlomo Zalman said, what happens if you have a situation of yichud? A woman is by herself at home. Her husband is out of town. If a husband will be in town, if you mutter, by lo ba'il, there's no issa of yichud. I happen to know that her husband has come back into town now. She doesn't know. So it happens to me there's no issa yichud anymore. But she doesn't know that. If I would knock on her door and come into her house, she is mischaven lechol chazir v'olo b'yodo tle. She's intending to be able an issa of yichud. There isn't an issa of yichud. Because Baila Beva, she doesn't know that. If I would enter the house, and not tell her, then I machshil her with mischaven lechol chazir v'olo b'yodo tle. Which, yesh lefak peik, v'hilchaz yichud, we're not getting into that at the moment. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman another case. That's in his tshuvas. This is I saw in a Haggah in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosom. Somebody is involved, chas v'sholom, in a situation of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Someone has to call a doctor to mechalal Shabbos. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, call a frum doctor, not an irreligious doctor. Why? Because the doctor who's not frum, he doesn't care about chilul Shabbos. He's intending to mechalal Shabbos. He couldn't care less. It happens to be that it's mutter. Because it's pekuach nefesh. By calling the non-frum doctor, you are machshel him with nischaven lechoil chazir, i.e. nischaven lechoil chilul Shabbos, v'ol of yodei mitzvah. He saved somebody's life, but he didn't know that, he couldn't care less. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, call the frum doctor, he knows as a heter of chilul Shabbos. Again, a chiddush which yesh lodom bidvar, but again he bases it on Tosfos. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim says, you're allowed to ask somebody information under certain circumstances, even if the Loshon Hara involved, if it's with Te'elis. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you have to tell the person, this is very important, Halacha L'maaseh, you have to tell the person you're asking. Because if not, you're going to go up to Ploy and you say, Tommy, do you know your uncle? Yes, he's the biggest Rasha in the book. It happens to be he wasn't over Loshon Hara, because it was with Te'elis, but he didn't know that. So he'll need a kapara. And you were the one who caused it. You'll need a kapara as well, because you're over lifnei. I saw in a sefer of Yankel Bloy Shlita from the Gedolei Talmidei Chacham of Yerushalayim, he said he heard from Shlomo Zalman. Somebody knocks on your door, collecting. You happen to know the guy's a crook. But he comes with all sob stories. So you're thinking to yourself, well, I know he's a crook. But don't worry, I'm Michael anyway. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Gonsh Geheta. Because the person who takes your money doesn't know that you're Meichel. So he is Nischaven Lechel Chazir V'Olo B'Yodoi Tzled, but he needs a kapara. So you're going to, it's a bit of a sticky situation. You can hardly give him the money and say, listen, I need to tell you, I know you're a crook, but I'm Meichel anyway. Says Hashem Nazam, and that's what you have to do. I heard a friend of mine here in Golders Green told me that there was a fellow from Yerushalayim used to come and visit him every year. Collecting for a koidel, he had a whole thriving koidel. Used to give him an asina. And on one occasion, he was in Eretz Yisrael himself, this person from Golders Green, and he meets this collector. He says, I recognize you, you come to my house every year. No, I'm in the country anyway, I can see your koidel. You describe it in such flowery terms. Well, the koidel didn't really happen, it will, it maybe, it's... Because the guy's an absolute gunner. He tells him, listen here, really, I should claim all the money back from you. All the money you ever took from me was stolen. Just do me a favor. Just don't you dare ever come to my house collecting again. When he gets back to Golders Green, he tells some of his friends, listen, this fellow comes regularly collecting. Don't give him a penny. The guy's mama should gun over. The curl doesn't exist. And he comes back to Golders Green. He doesn't come to this guy's door. He has a bit more sense than that. But he knocks at somebody else's door. I have a thriving curl on your shalayim. Bunch of the younger light. And this person recognized him. He says, oh, this must be the guy. He says, oh, yeah, I've heard about your curl. He says, your name is Yankel Plany, isn't it? He says, yeah, that's right. He says, oh, yeah, Yankel Plany. It's exactly Gematria Ganov. He says, no, it's not. He says, yeah, yeah, in my curl. He says, I'll call upon him. Nachsalididan of Shlomo Zalman in a third or fourth place in a different Shuvah in Chelek Gimel describes the Shaila that we are talking about today. And he says, if you ever want to set up a trap for somebody you're choshed as a ganav, he says quite clearly, again, based on this Tosfos, it won't help to be mafke the money. Because if you're mafke the money, it's true, it's not a proper ganeva. That's certainly true. It's not ganeva, because it wasn't money that was owned by anybody. But the person taking the money is a classic neschaven lechoil chazir v'olav yodetzleh. He hasn't stolen anything, but he'll need a kapara. And Tosfos has told us that under those circumstances, you have no right to be mashal him in the first place. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, therefore, you cannot put out money to set up a trap for a potential ganav with the excuse, with the heter, well, it doesn't matter, I mafker it anyway, because although it's true, you haven't been mashal him with ganeva, but you have been mashal him with nischavan lechol chazir v'olav yodei tle. And that's like the case of Tosfos, where the father is going to be mashal the son, not with bittul kibud av ha'em, but with what the son thinks is bittul av kibud av ha'em. And that Rabbi Akiva cried, nischavan lechol chazir v'olav yodei tle, is also something that needs a kapora. And therefore in the shayla that we were discussing, if they want to catch the yeshiva ganav, they're going to have to look for different ways, l'chayra. To leave the money and not be mafkirit is classic lifne'iva. To leave the money out, even with being mafkirit, is l'chayra also not going to help. It's nischavan le'chayl chazir for all of yodei tleh. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that, like in all the other cases he mentioned, that needs a kapara, and therefore there'll be an issa of lifne'iva as well.